Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today about the art of storytelling. There is a multitude of content that is available online on various marketing and branding sites and other places dedicated to communications and positioning, content marketing, social media, and the very hot topic, which is a classic one, but it seems to so many people to be so new when in fact it is so old and so effective. I speak, of course, of storytelling. If in the movie The Graduate, there is that seminal moment where Benjamin Braddock is told that his future can be encapsulated in one word, and that word is plastics, a scene that does not occur, by the way, in the novel. A fine book, by the way. The one word that would encapsulate the state of marketing today, the mantra, the principle, the slogan, the motto that seems to infuse all these agencies and firms and in turn finds itself in every presentation, RFP, memorandum, email, and piece of paper is storytelling. Storytelling is what we do every day. Most of us do it badly. Most of us don't know we're doing it. And very few of us can do it extemporaneously, eloquently, passionately, and with a focused message that seeks to inform and inspire, that is powerful, and more importantly, persuasive. Because when you tell your story, whether you are a business owner, an attorney, a professional of any kind, a teacher, the story you tell for that audience, which will hear it for the first time, now that story may not be new to you, but it is certainly novel to your audience, and you must capture their attention. You must speak to them with respect, but you must speak to them with sincerity. You have to believe in the quality of the story, the characters. You need to shape them. You need to describe them. You need to assemble them. There must be an ensemble of principal and supporting actors and actresses. There must be a plot. Indeed, telling the story can be a story unto itself, but there needs to be clarity, and you need to make your point by way of illustration, by way of verbal illustration, and sometimes through the theatrics of the props and accessories that you bring to bear when you walk into that lecture hall, when you walk into that classroom, when you walk into that courtroom, when you walk into that conference room, when you walk into the workplace. And you have to not only make your case, but you have to earn the trust and the respect and ultimately the goodwill of those who are in a position not simply to follow you, because a leader attracts men and women who will walk alongside him or her, not follow. Followers are blind. They are blind to ethics. They are blind to morals. They are blind to principles. A leader is first among equals, and that difference is important, and that difference begins with a leader's ability to stand alone before that rostrum on that dais and say to an audience, I have a story to tell you. It is a story about this company. It is a story about this brand. It is a story about this business. It is a story about the future of our industry. It is a story of where we need to go. It is a story where I want us to go. To do those things, you have to have confidence not only in the story, but in the craft. So when all these marketers and all these people engaged in the promotion of this advertising campaign versus that advertising campaign, when we look at all of these people who mine data and parse the language of the internet, all those ones and zeros, and try to translate it into an action plan, the only way that plan will take life and assume action is if you can tell a story about the information. You must sculpt it. You must create something from the material you are presented with. Sometimes that material is not of the greatest quality. Sometimes that material is sparse. Sometimes that material is contradictory. Sometimes that material is erroneous. Sometimes that material is of the thinnest thread and of the barest content. But it is incumbent upon you to win the hearts and minds, yes, the hearts and minds of the people you intend to persuade. And you can only persuade them and maintain your credibility, your personal integrity, and your professional relationship if you speak to them with candor, if you tell them the truth, because there is no other option but the truth. If you embellish your story with falsehoods, if you develop a fondness for bending the truth to the point at which it becomes so distorted and so unrecognizable that it can only be classified as a lie, you are not engaged in fiction. You are engaged in fabrication. And the difference is this. The person who weaves a story, who writes a novel, who presents an anecdote, who tells us in advance that this is a parable, we know what to expect with regard to whether this story or those events described therein actually happened. We can distinguish between that because the storyteller is up front with us versus someone who leads us to believe that certain circumstances did in fact happen as described, that certain statements were said as described, that certain players were present as described. When the audience or the listeners or the readers bestow their trust upon you, the storyteller, and they later discover that your story has many weaknesses, it has many faults, it cannot be substantiated, and many people have previously questioned whether any of it will ever be corroborated. If you are in that situation, you are no longer a storyteller. The art of storytelling, on the other hand, involves marshaling facts, sorting data, and making decisions based on wisdom. Wisdom, in comparison to intelligence, in comparison to those innate skills and talents that each of us has, which are different with each person. Some people excel in one category while others prosper in another. But wisdom is something we can all enjoy if we invest the time, because time is the variable responsible for wisdom. The more we are exposed to certain concepts, the more we absorb certain lessons, and the more we learn from life, the wiser we become. And through wisdom, we learn to make judgments about what people should know, what is important, what is secondary, what is of primary concern, and we take that information and we shape it based on our voice. Each person's voice, every storyteller's voice is different, and I don't mean that just in a literal sense, but the sound, the timbre, the baritone, the octaves, the range of speaking styles differ among people, among men and women. That is obvious. That is an accepted fact. I'm speaking more to the range by which our style is distinctive and identifiable. That by the words we choose to emphasize, by the punctuations that we position throughout the course of a story or a sentence or a paragraph, when we take a moment to exhale, when we tell the story with the ability of a jazz impresario, treating our voice, treating your voice as an instrument, the style is unmistakable. That is an art form. That is the result of practice. That is the result of listening. You have to listen to great storytellers to become an acceptable storyteller, so you can eventually become a good storyteller with aspirations of becoming one day, maybe in one instance alone, a great storyteller. But you have to know how to pound the table and pound the facts, as they say in the legal profession, so the two can intersect. And when you come before your employees, when you come before your customers, when you come before your clients, your distributors, your partners, when you come before that vast array of men and women, entrepreneurs, business owners, companies, both foreign and domestic, you have to tell a story. You have to take the substance that you have, the news people can use, and marry it with style, presented with passion, presented in a way that is compelling, presented in a way that is comfortable for you when either reading from a script, using a teleprompter, memorizing your words, always delivering your marks with conviction because you believe in what you say. You believe in what you have written. You believe in what you have created. You believe in the centerpiece of your presentation. You understand that the audience deserves a performance, that you will not simply go before them and say what needs to be said, devoid of passion, devoid of any discernible investment or emotional commitment to this issue. You need to be a believer, first and foremost, in yourself, so you can believe in the truth of your story, so you can deliver it with the intensity that it deserves, with the urgency it demands, with the substance and style you will bring to bear and impose upon it, so people will walk away and never forget what you said, what you wrote, what you pledged, what you promised, and what you will have ultimately fulfilled. Because the story is in the telling, and the conclusion is not in the words, is not in the visuals, it is in the act. Finishing it, honoring it, and celebrating it. Do those things, and you will be a great storyteller. Thank you.